Hello, it's all one word here, and I feel really guilty for not recording February posts, but I'll get to that later today. Harry and I, say hello, Harry.
Hello.
We're walking Molly. We're going to throw the ball for Molly. She's really excited. It's 20 to 6 in the afternoon, later afternoon. It's a little bit cloudy. Sun has gone down. And decided to get out of the house because my sister-in-law is coming. And she stopped off at Andover on the way down. Oh, yeah, just stop off at Andover. Her and her husband are about to split. And it is she that is being immoral. Just wait. The dog's excited. Wait. There's lots of traffic. Come here to me. Dog's shaking with excitement here. She stopped off at Andover invariably to see someone. Something we're not happy about. So Sarah is going to have a word. God, it's loud. 20 to 6. There's a learner driver. He's gone backwards. Right, ready? To the island, Harry. We'll go. It's a very, very dangerous junction. The driving instructor, go on left. The driving instructor's, wait! The driving instructor saw me laughing at them. They've turned left at the junction. It's extremely dangerous. We'll go this way, son, because there's less activity up this way. Oh, they're going round the island. They're going round the carrot-shaped island. It's a red, as in R-E-D. Driving instructor in a yellow Seat Leon. No, is it? Or an Ibiza. I don't know what it is. It's a Seat. Yeah. Oh, she's... There's a ball. There. Look, here. Are you daft? Yes, that's right. Give us this. Yeah, come here. Quick, get it. So, yeah, sister-in-law's being very immoral. She's basically taken her husband for a ride, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not too happy about that. But I think Sarah's going to have a word with her. Yes. Sorry. Yeah. Nevertheless, what have we done today? Well, I didn't go to bed till 3 o'clock in the morning. After getting back last night, I was busy uploading stuff, pictures, from our bloody great weekend away. I've enjoyed it so much. We're going to go up to... You see where the car is up there now? We're going to go onto the field up there, out the way. Flickr have... kind of revamped, not, I don't want to say revamped, they've added an extra feature to their website called Camera Roll, which is really handy actually. So I was playing with that, and then they've updated their app for macOS, their image uploader. And I tell you, I don't necessarily think it's our internet, but they upload the full resolution images to their website. Molly! Oh, crikey. Right in the middle of the path? What the hell? Get out of it! Hold that, can you?
Yeah.
What the hell? That's really ticked me off. You've never done that before. Yeah, it does stink. She's never pooed in right in the middle of the path. Dirty midden. That's upset me. Terribly. I'm terribly vexed. As you can tell. Right, so, yeah. They've got a brand new image uploader. Not a brand new one. Updated one. For macOS. Oh. Aye. And...
it's really handy. Are we there? Yes, we're there. It's really handy, actually. What I like is you know, I was a pro account holder, which meant nothing other than I paid a monthly subscription. Give us that thing, son, and I'll carry that. Good lad. I paid a monthly subscription to Flickr to have a greater upload limit. Because at one time you could only upload a certain amount of data per week or month, whatever it is. But now, well, you have had for about a year and a half, 2 years maybe, what am I talking about? I'm not really thinking. Right, okay, Flickr, yes, you can have a terabyte of storage for free. So with this new Mac OS app, updated uploader, Flickr image uploader, it says, all right, we'll automatically keep an eye on pictures in various folders if you want, and you can choose the folders. So what I've said was, right, yeah, just choose my photos folder. And it says, all right, well, you've been using 5 gigs of 1,000 gigs of storage, and you can upload your entire photo database, and it'll still only take up 569 gigabytes. So I said, okay, crack on. So that was its initial analysis. But what actually happened? What happens is, it doesn't upload. Right, it's crossover. It doesn't upload duplicates. It doesn't upload screenshots either. So it's uploaded. I don't know, about 16,000 images. Now that's a bit strange because in my iPhoto library, I have 93,000 images, including videos. So I don't know what the maths is there. Go on, son. Harry's got the ball chucker. Good lad. Right, shall we leave that bag of muck there and we'll come back to it in a minute. Right. So anyway, nonetheless, when you upload your images, it keeps them private until you make them public, or for your friends or followers or whatever. So I thought, yeah, it's another repository for my pictures. Go on then. Do I do a big one? Drop the ball. So, whoa, the ball that we're throwing is a really heavy, dense rubber ball by Kong. You know, that make the dog chew stuff. But we've also, hang on, let's chuck this one as well. We've also found a tennis ball. Drop it. Go on. There. Hang on a minute. You use the tennis ball because it's easier to throw. Don't throw that one. Let her bring the tennis ball back. Hang on. Come on. Come on. Go and shout for her.
Molly.
Good girl. Right, drop the ball. Right, you chuck the tennis ball, Harry, with the ball chucker. Sarah has taken the girls to their swimming lessons. But anyway, go on, throw. Go. Harry and I went down to Andover today to... what did we go down there for? Why did we go to Andover? Oh, we went to get you some clothes, didn't we? Yeah, so we got some clothes, and then we popped into Curry's PC World.
And some pants.
And we got pants for you. What did we do? What did we look at in Curry's and PC World?
A big, big, big telly.
A big telly, yes, we did. Because we've had some more luck with our PPI, our PPI insurance claim, and I'm pretty positive our television's on its way out. It's starting to go off. So while I've got the chance and a bit of cash, I'm going to buy a new telly. I have no intention whatsoever in buying a television from Curry's. What are you doing? Right.
can't throw the ball.
Here, Molly.
Get that. I went in there just to have a look at it, to see it in the flesh. Not it, but them. And I'm torn now. I'm torn. A few years ago, about 4 years ago, or 5 years ago, late 2009, early 2010. Let me throw this. A friend of mine showed me his 3D television, and I said, "That's a gimmick." Are you going to kick the ball for Molly, eh? That's a gimmick, a 3D television. Who's going to sit there and wear glasses and watch a telly or a film, whatever? Well, it blew me away. I was gobsmacked. Now, back then, 50-inch tellies were for the rich. But I think now you can buy a very cheap, very big telly, let's say. You know, you can get a 40-odd-inch telly now in this country, and a decent one for £300. Molly, where's the orange ball? All right. Harry, you've got to throw it forward, son. And so the price of 4K televisions, the price is coming down, and that's what I went to have a look at today, 4K. And I've done quite a bit of research this afternoon into 4K televisions, specifically the bit where the assistant in Curry's told me, after I'd asked him, of course, said, "Do I need a special HDMI cable for a 4K telly?" "Oh yeah, you need one with gold connections." I says, "All right." I says, what's the damage for one of those?" "Here, what's the damage for one of those?" "Where's the orange ball? Get that orange ball over there. That's it." It's £90. That's like $130, I think. Something like that, $120. And Molly, where's the ball? Sorry, I'm shouting in your ear, sorry. Get the ball. Molly. The tennis ball is here. I want the red. Get that ball. Oh, I'm going to smack that dog. Come here. Get the ball, you stupid thing. Right. She's so excited because there's two balls. To cut a long story short, you do not need a special gold-tipped HDMI cable. There are four types of HDMI cable. If you split them in two,
okay.
They are high speed. Well, I say high speed and low speed. When HDMI came out, it was just normal. It was the speed of, because it sends data down the line. It's the speed of the data that it sends. Here, let's chuck this one so we can chuck it further. And so it's high speed or low speed, and with or without Ethernet connection. So. There you go. We don't need an Ethernet connection. So we'll go for the newer. Is it HDMI 2? Is it HDMI 1.3? Whichever the latest one is. I've got a funny feeling. I've got those cables anyway. But having read reviews, the lower speed. That's the roundabout way of talking about the difference between those two cables. The lower speed is actually enough for 4K, and that's because everything needs to be 4K or be able to send a 4K signal down the line. So internet is all about data speed. If you're sending a 4K signal from a skybox or a digital television auto tuner thing, or any other kind of device that's going to send a digital signal to the television, it needs to be capable of sending data which equals the resolution of a 4K telly, so 4,000 pixels by 2,500 pixels or whatever it is. So whatever, you know what I mean. It's got to be fast enough to send that data down the line. So I've been looking at that. So 4K 3D, and if you're doing that, you might as well buy a smart telly. Well, a smart telly generally comes in with it. So I've been looking, and generally the only difference between the two, the only difference in all of this between manufacturers is passive. Here, go on then. Right, go put it over your right shoulder because you're right-handed. Right, now throw. It's going to hit the ground. Yep. Right. Yeah. You got to throw it like this and let go like that. Let go there. Okay. She's got it. She's got it. Molly, bring the ball. Is passive and active 3D? Do you want passive or active? What's the difference between the two? Active is you have active glasses, which are battery-operated. Oh! Battery-operated 3D glasses. Careful. Why don't you aim up there? Battery-operated 3D glasses, which, for want of a better phrase, are in tune with the signal coming out of the television. And passive glasses are, like, to put it into lay terms, are like the ones you get at cinema. Well, they are the ones that you get at cinema. Oh, that rubber ball! I've just smashed some toes kicking it. Bring the ball! Bring the ball! So you've basically got Samsung and LG who are going head to head. Samsung have passive 3D televisions, active 3D televisions, and Samsung, Samsung active, LG passive. What's it mean? Well, the viewing angle, they've got a greater viewing angle left and right. So the is that x-axis? So on the x-axis, they've got a greater viewing angle with the active TVs, 3D TVs. Passive, you basically have to be sat more or less directly in front of it with a viewing angle of about, I don't know, it's quite shallow really, about 30 degrees off each side. So that's one of the issues that I've got, because our living room is kind of long, and we're sat in front of, what do you want me to throw the, you want to go home? Let's throw one more for the Molly. Ready? Big one. Are you going to carry this home then?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Where's the tennis ball she had?
It was.
So that's the issue. So, new telly. I'm really want a new telly. I'm super, super interested in, come on, has she got it? Have you got the ball?
No.
Oh, you clownhead. Stay there. Where's the ball? Get the ball. No, not that one, dipstick, the orange one. No.
Orange.
Put that ball in the cat chucker. Right, it's fine. No, get up here, find this ball. Lost our heavy duty orange ball. We can't lose that because that was expensive. For what it is, it's a big ball of flipping plastic. Where's the ball, Moll? Have you got it? Yeah, she's got it. Right, get the ball. Come on. Right. I'm super, super interested in the web OS that the LG telly has, because sometimes when we're talking, Sarah and I, about, I'll take the dog muck. No, don't fling it about. Doesn't know it's dog poo. Oh, yes, it stinks. Get the ball, Molly. Here. Oh. Basically, you can use WebOS. LG has a WebOS, which means that you can browse the internet. Get the ball, Molly. Where's the ball, Molly? Get the ball. You see, because we got a ball. Right, give us that here. No. I've just chucked the orange, tennis ball away. Here. Now she's all confused. She's looking for the tennis ball on the ground around her feet when it's about 50 metres away. Right, get back to it, Richard. WebOS. You can basically surf the internet through the telly. Some content you can't watch, like Flash. I don't think it supports Flash. Go. I don't think it supports Flash, but I'm not really bothered. It's more for, if we want to have a look on Amazon, blah, 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 whatever. The telly's also got apps built into it, Facebook, Twitter. Netflix is built in, so quite a handy thing indeed. So I'm kind of leaning on the LG at the minute because of that fact, and then we don't need to buy, because many moons ago I very nearly bought a Mac Mini to be connected to the television, and when I say bought A1, I was going to buy an old one just so we could peruse the internet while sat in front of the telly. Very lazy, I know, but there we go. So, that's that. I'm going to try my best and catch up on the February audio boom posts. I've just been busy, you know what I'm like. Busy with kids and holiday, the weekend. Oh, God. It's just flipping rained all day here. Hope everybody's well. Still missing the voices. Dean has been on of late, hasn't he? Still need to get to Force Phil. Force Phil! But I think Phil's busy with work, aren't you, Phil? I saw one of your tweets. I was watching. Right, I'm going. 22 minutes in. See ya.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.